Good morning, everyone. Today, God's words from the Exodus, chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. Now, Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, and the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the back of the desert, and come to the Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sign, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Whenever he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Let us pray. This is the word, God. Thanks for your word with your truth, and your word is the truth. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Please have a seat. Dear friend, I guess most of you, especially the boys, very enjoy the superhero movies like Iron Man, like Captain America. And Spider-Man. We all admire their superpowers and the supernaturals and save the world. And we hope we can have the power like them too. But before they become the superheroes, they have a common things, before they become heroes. That is, they are all ordinary peoples and have an ordinary life and a peaceful life. But full of sudden, something event happened in their lives. Maybe aliens attacking the earth and need somebody to protect them. And they stand up for protecting the earth. And maybe some prophets like Gandalf appear to their life and guide them to the extraordinary journey of their lives. And maybe these other things happened. But I guess some of you, maybe boys, when you are in the middle school age or the high school age, imagine that kind of things happened in your life. You know, life is peaceful, never change, but full of sudden, you call the quest that will transform your life forever. A commission that only you can finish. A quest to save the world from the force of evil. We all think about it, and that man was not ready for in your lives would suddenly become the orange story of legend. Maybe right now you just have a laugh at me and saying to yourselves, that just happened in the superhero movies. Not the real life. But what I want to say to you is something like did happen in human beings' history. It happened to Moses, Isaiah, Paul, and etc. We then reflect on this question. What if God appears to you and called you to heroic missions? Just like test today. One day, while Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law, Moses noticed strange things that didn't make sense in his human being's mind. A bush was on fire, but it didn't burn up. And even by today's science, it's so hard to explain how that happened. And something strange, weird, and supernatural things what happened that drew Moses to the bush. And when the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called Moses from within the bush. Moses, Moses. But the reaction of the Moses was totally shocked and feared, not, you know, just over the moon or excited and proclaimed to the whole world, I'm the chosen one. But he is totally frozen and feared and afraid. Moses was not only terrified that he was present of the king of the universe, he was scared because he realized he was a terrible sinner. In fact, he was a murderer who killed the Egyptian who was weeping on one of his people. To avoid punishment, he had to flee from the Egypt. For this reason, God's appearance to him only threatened him. He likes thought that God may show up and strike him down for his, you know, great mistake he once made. It's not just the prophet Moses was terrified when God revealed himself to him. When the prophet Isaiah saw the Lord sit on the throne, high and exalted, he was afraid and terrified too. He cried and confessed, unto me, I am rude, for I am a man of unclean lips, and live among the people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty. And when the apostle Peter saw Jesus the first time and experienced the miracles of a large catch of fish, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man. No man has ever seen the real presence of God without fearing for his temporal and eternal life. So often, we born with our spiritual life, and we start to doubt and wonder, where is God? And the God is really exist or not? We think if he only give us a sign or something special or something wonderful or some big effort missions, then I could engage my faith and start to believe. But the examples like Moses, Isaiah, and Peter all had such encounter with God and confession only to be terrified out of their mind. Everyone who ever such a mission turn it down, what makes us so special thinks that we should be the hero of God's story. And, you know, all these prophets, when they see God, is all terrified, not excited, and not, you know, over the moon. But they realize their sinful nature and realize they should be the punished one. It's not a funny thing, you know. And then the reason we're afraid, because when we encounter with God, would only flood our mind with all the ways we have not been holy as God is holy. We would soon quickly record that the wages of the sin is death, and we deserve nothing but the punishment from the hell. Remember too that the Pharisees saw Jesus rise Lazarus from the dead, and this only convinced them to kill Jesus rather than to believe in Jesus. Signs and wonders never won anyone to the face. We see miracles, signs every week that the Lord suffered is celebrated, and yet how often do we sin immediately after we eating the very body and blood of Christ Jesus? Since we sinners can't handle God's unveiled presence, so God have to come to us first. God, in his love, willed his Son in human nature so that we can receive God's life-giving presence. This reconciling work of Christ is foreshadowed in the lives of great heroes of Old Testament. Deuteronomy 18:18 tells us that Moses was one of these figures. Just like Moses delivered his people from the bondage of the Egypt, Jesus Christ, at the second coming Moses, came to deliver all the people from the bondage of sin. Moses fed the people manna in the desert through the power of God. Jesus fed 4,000 with the 5 loaves and 2 fish, nothing but with his own power. Moses ascended Mount Sinai to receive the God's law. Jesus ascended to the mountains to reveal himself as a gospel. Moses died to get the people into the promised land. Jesus died to get us, all the people, into the promised land of heavenly home. Through his life, death, and the resurrection, Jesus Christ has taken away the bondage of sins. We, no longer the slaves of the sins anymore, but the children of God. God will himself as the new creator, Moses, Jesus Christ, so that all could have eternal life and re-enter his presence through the forgiveness of sins. Because of this encounter happened in our lives, the Christian lives. So the John chapter 8, 13:2 tell us, you will know the truth. We already start to know the truth, right? And the truth will send you free. What kind of freedom we got? The freedom from the bondage of sins, the freedom from the force of evil, and the freedom to way back to our heavenly home. But how this amazing grace come to us, these earthly and unholy beings? God didn't expect us to do something extraordinary to receive it. He didn't hide it from us. He tells us in the Bible, it's found in the God's word and God's sacraments. He willed it under the means so that we material earthly beings can receive it. He even granted us the forgiveness of sins so that we can now stand in God's willed presence unfettered. Finally, he placed on the ordinary stuff so that all could have access to it. No one could claim they did something to get it or merit, choose, or accept it. In fact, we don't first become believers because we choose to become a believer or we to use the words and sacraments. It is all because of the missionaries and the pastors, parents, or teachers brought us to the faith. Then Jesus could reconcile us with God the Father. As we have tasted this amazing grace and the amazing gift from the heaven of the means of grace, we also need to go outside and need to engage the word. We need to translate the word and the sacraments, this amazing grace, into our vocations. We need to live it in words and deed, because no matter what my role is in the body of Christ, I still play a role in the mission of Christ's church. I know many people and many students gonna be graduate this summertime soon and in 3 weeks, and a few of my classmates gonna be graduate from the seminary too. But whenever we think of our graduation, whenever what kind of job we take in the future, we have to remember we are the light of the gospel and the salt of this world, and we have a mission because God commands, go and making disciples to all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and he will be with us always until the end of this earth. That mission is help more and more unbelievers enter the presence of God. Faith was never meant to be practiced only in Sunday morning or in a private way. It always needs to go in public and always trying to seek use every avenue of communication to fill more and more the planet with God's life-giving saving presence. We might all be the beggars in life, as Dr. Martin Luther once said, but what kind of beggars would we be if we didn't tell other our fellow beggars where to find the true bread in life? We, as a sinful human beings, couldn't find the Holy God or approach Him by our own effort. We all don't deserve to meet God face to face because we are born in sin and we can't handle His present beings without Christ. But God knows all about this, and that's why God had to reveal Himself to the human being first in a way we could handle it. And so He sent His Son to take our human nature's form. Actually, the Jesus Christ is a true human nature too, to die on the cross and rise again for us. He makes it possible for us to remain in God's presence. Now that we have been able to be with God again, reach out to all those who still fear and against God. Show them this love facing in the means of grace. Share with him the peace of God's presence, which alone can make them whole again and peaceful again. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. Amen.